politics and religion in Islamic Revolution. Dear listeners, today is the third day of the 10-day dawn celebrations, which marked the period in which Islamic Revolution of the Iranian people triumphed over the oppressive Pahlavi regime and put an end to 2,500 years of tyranny and oppression for good. The Islamic Revolution was undoubtedly the most important event in the contemporary world and in the 20th century. This revolution emerged when the whole world had accepted that human beings should accept either the communist ideology of the East or the capitalist ideology of the West. In view of this, different thinkers and intellectuals discussed the Islamic Revolution from various points of view. The Islamic Revolution was a unique phenomenon for them, as it differed from all previous revolutions and didn't comply with their calculations. Of course, this lack of compliance was quite usual, as religion had been decoupled from politics for centuries, and this had been taken for granted that religion does not have anything to do with politics. The idea of separation of politics from religion in the Islamic world dates back to the era of Umayyad and Abbasid rulers who had dominated the Islamic lands for over two centuries as the successors of the Prophet of Islam. Many of the clerics preferred to keep aloof from politics and ruling system to preserve Islam from becoming polluted by the acts of oppressive and despotic rulers. As a matter of fact, they opted sitting on the fence and merely embark on teaching instead of struggling against the misrule of the kings and tyrants who had usurped the rule. There were even some clerics who believed that religious scholars or ulama should not be involved in politics and governance, as they besmirched the sacredness of religion and the ulama. For them, interfering in politics and the affairs of the ruling class was a taboo. This mentality was so dominant that people like Sheikh Muhammad Abdu, student of the companion of Sayyid Jamaluddin Asadabadi, said, "I take refuge with God from politics. The world of politics, every letter that is pronounced in politics, every thought that crosses my mind about politics, every land in which politics is mentioned, every person who speaks of politics or thinks of politics." Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, strove in his entire life to correct this perverse mentality. He tried his utmost to awaken dormant minds, first among the clerics, and then the masses of people, to show them that genuine Islam, which never keeps silent against oppression and tyranny. Late Imam Khomeini wrote the book Kashf al-Asrar about 30 years before the Islamic Revolution, back in 1941-1942. In part of this book, the Imam points to verse 59 of Surah Nisa of the Holy Quran, saying, "Almighty God has ordered the formation of the Islamic government till the Day of Judgment, and it is clear that He has not obliged nobody's obedience except of these three: God, the Apostle, and the Ulul Amr, those vested with authority, and as He obliged on the entire Ummah to obey the Ulul Amr, it should be examined who these Ulul Amr are." Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, in his book makes it clear that it is the duty of religious scholars and jurisprudents to supervise rulers. He writes, "The only rule that the intellect considers as rightful and accepts it with open arms is the rule of God. We don't say that the rule must be for jurisprudent, but we say that the rule should be administered with God's laws, which is to the good of the country and the people. and this cannot be carried out without the supervision of religious scholars or ulama. Elsewhere in the book, Imam Khomeini writes, "When we say the rule and authority at this time is with the jurisprudence, it means that this country's parliament should be formed by jurisprudence or under their supervision." In this book, Imam Khomeini has mentioned numerous narrations to prove the principle of Wilayat al-Faqih, or the principle of the rule of the supreme jurisprudent. No doubt, Imam Khomeini was the greatest reviver of Islam after the infallible Imams, peace be upon them. Of course, the Imam believed in the pure Islam which has been revealed to the Holy Prophet and preached by him and his infallible successors, and not the Islam of the Pahlavi regime, who pretended to be Muslims like the Umayyad and Abbasid rulers. In view of this, Imam Khomeini called the pure Islam as the Muhammadan Islam against the American Islam. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, who took the helm of the Islamic Revolution after Imam Khomeini, explains the American Islam as follows. "The American Islam is something with the name of Islam, which is at the service of the arrogant powers. The American Islam is the Islam of the people who have no pain and no suffering, who don't think of anything but themselves and their animalist welfare. They consider God and religion as the capital of traders, an instrument for amassing gold and seeking power. And they're either rashly cast into oblivion or shamelessly interpret all verses of the Holy Quran and narrations which are opposite to their inclination or profit. Yes, this is the American Islam which urges the people to separate politics from political understanding. But the pure Muhammadan Islam considers politics as part of religion and inseparable from it, and invites all Muslims to political understanding and political action. And this is what Muslim nations should remember from their late Imam, the eloquent tongue of Islam." Interestingly, when Imam Khomeini started his movement, most people and even some clerics deemed it improper for religious scholars or ulama to interfere in politics. But Imam Khomeini put his trust in God and started his movement with firm determination. From the very beginning, he concentrated his attack on the ruling system of the Shah. First, he tried to advise the Shah, but little by little he changed his method and targeted the very existence of the regime. Imam Khomeini started his uprising in 1962, as the Pahlavi regime was trying to provide the ground for further infiltration and dominance of the United States and the Israeli regime in this country. Now the Iranian people are celebrating the 42nd anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, whilst the Islamic Republic system of government has turned from strength to strength. The ever-increasing progress of the Iranian nation has astounded the world. Imam Khomeini said in his last testament, "There should be no doubt that the Islamic Revolution of Iran is separate from other revolutions, in its emergence, in the quality of its struggle, and in the motive of revolution and the uprising. And no doubt this is a divine gift and a present from the unseen world which God Almighty has granted to this oppressed and pillaged nation."